A lovely and lively version of Penny Lane, the Lennon-McCartney tune made famous by the Beatles. That's a beautiful instrumental arrangement, and I play it because my guest is Daryl Johnson, president of the Barry Concert Band, and they will be playing some Beatles music, some Rolling Stones music. Wow! It's great stuff. This is in a concert that's coming up next March, and we're going to talk about that, but we're going to start sort of at the beginning with Daryl and the concerts that are coming up for Christmas time. But before we even do that, welcome back. It's always nice to see you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
And you have some exciting news, a big announcement to make about the Barry Concert Band.
Well, yes, we're very excited that we have a new conductor with us, Angelique Jones. She hails from Durham County, but has moved to Barrie, and we're really happy that she's with us. We've enjoyed her conducting very much, and we're looking forward to our Christmas concert, the Christmas Chocolate Box concert.
And how long has Angelique been working with the group?
Since the beginning of September, so just this fall.
And that's when you start, you're just nose to the grindstone, getting ready for these first concerts, and indeed the whole season. Talk about that first concert of the Barry Concert Band, Christmas at the Beach, and it's something you do over in Wasaga Beach.
That's right. I believe we're possibly in our about 17th year of doing that, something close to that anyway.
And it's a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser for the food bank. And it's a wonderful evening. The very generous people of Wasaga Beach come out and fill the Lighthouse Church, and they are so generous, and we really enjoy playing that concert, and they seem to like to have us back, so I guess they like us.
So it's December the 1st. The Lighthouse Community Church is on Sunnydale Road in Wasaga Beach, and I am assuming you're going to be playing Christmas tunes.
You bet.
And good guess, huh?
Then they were going to have to sing a few of them, too. So,
you mean the audience?
The audience gets to sing along as well as we entertain them, too.
Clear your throat. Maybe gargle with some cider. You'll be ready to perform.
Yes.
And you can do mulled cider at Christmas time. That's allowed, I think.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Let's go on then to the other Christmas. This is the Christmas Chocolate Box Concert, and that's at Collier Street United Church in Barrie. The date for that is December 7th, and it's on starting in the afternoon at 2.
That's right. We decided that we would try afternoon concerts because sometimes people really like to have something to bring their grandchildren to, and also on a Saturday, it allows them to come and be with us and then go out and have dinner afterwards. So it's just kind of a nice thing to do, I think.
And I'm going to ask you this. What's your favorite Christmas band piece, concert band piece?
Oh, my gosh. I never expected that. I don't have a single favorite. I have too many favorites, mm-hmm. I think. But I'm very surprised that amongst all of our some secular and some traditional hymns that you would sing at Christmas in church, we are doing Russian Christmas. And it's very different because it is Russian, but it's like Tchaikovsky. And
yeah.
I used not to like this piece a number of years ago, but I'm finding I love it now. So that's kind of exciting.
It is indeed.
Yes.
Well, there are so many things to choose from. I am a big fan of the concert band arrangements of Leroy Anderson and people mm-hmm. like that. And I'm sure these are the sorts of things that people will get to hear. Now, it is the 100th anniversary year of the Barry Concert Band.
Well, it's the 150th.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It's right here in front of me. My eyes are bad. 150th anniversary.
Yes.
Just give us a bit of that history.
Oh, it's been an exciting year to celebrate our 150th anniversary. We've had some great concerts. In last March, we did Last Night at the Proms with the King Edward Choir, and it was wild in that sanctuary. It was lots of fun with the flags waving and people singing along with us. It was wonderful. And in June, we did two things. We hosted the Canadian Band Association Community Band Weekend, and we had people from many communities all over, and we got to play for the first time for us in our new outdoor performance center in Meridian Place in the center of Barrie. That was a fun weekend. And then we did our concert that specifically was to honor our anniversary, and we had six past conductors conduct us with pieces that they particularly had enjoyed for when they were with us. And again, we had a large audience, and they were really thrilled with it. So that was very special.
Well, I believe it's a remarkable accomplishment to do some quick math. 1869 mm-hmm. is when this all began. I mean, imagine that. and it's still going strong. How important music is to any community.
Well, we certainly hope so. We love to do it, and we love playing for people. So it's a really lucky to have that in our lives.
December 1st, Wasaga Beach. December 7th in Barrie. Christmas concerts with the Barrie Concert Band. So mm-hmm. let's jump ahead now. After the holidays, after the winter is over, we get into March. Well, winter's not quite over, really, at least not up here in southern Georgian Bay. But you're going to do something called Rocking Around the Clock, and that's why I played that Beatles music to introduce this little segment. Tell us more.
Well, this is an opportunity for us and for our audience to sort of revisit our youthful days and bring back lots of memories with the music that we grew up with. So we'll have selections from various decades of rock music history, and we're just going to have a lot of fun.
And even though our parents thought, ooh, that's just noise, we know better. There's really some wonderful music.
Absolutely.
In the rock and roll genre.
Absolutely.
Some Beatles, some Rolling Stones, on and on we go. And I want to point out at this point that you've got children admitted free, 12 and under. And
yes.
I think that's so wonderful because they get to introduce themselves to the fun of going to a concert.
Oh, for sure. And we like to do things to give back to our community. We the money we make from our sales of refreshments, we give to a different charity every concert. And we do a veterans concert in the fall to honor our living veterans. So we like to do things that connect us with people in Barrie.
Rocking Around the Clock. Put it on your calendar. March the 7th. Again, it's in the afternoon, 2 to 4. Collier Street United Church in Barrie. Now, there's an annual thing you do with the Tollendale Village.
Yes. We've been doing that for many years, too. We used to do it in November, but we find that it's better in terms of giving us time to practice well enough for each of our concerts to do it in April.
And the weather's better, too.
And the weather's great in April. No snow to drive on. It's wonderful. And that's a particularly nice place. We do it in their chapel.
It's a retirement center.
It is a retirement center, but the public is welcome to come. And it's just, again, it's favorites and just a really entertaining evening.
A whole lot of fun.
Yes.
Tollendale Village annual concert at Tollendale Village on Hurst Street in Barrie. April 21st is the date for that one. And then June the 6th, the Barrie Concert Band goes Broadway.
You bet. So again, we're playing music that we think appeals to a broad audience because Broadway is just in everybody's heart, I think. So we're looking forward to that too.
Well, we define it on the radio station as 20th century classical music.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Great composers, great lyricists, absolutely timeless kinds of things.
For sure.
That come from so many of these great shows that have been on the Great White Way and beyond. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, many of them in Toronto, some of them in the southern Georgian Bay area. So we look forward to that. The Barrie Concert Band goes Broadway again. The date is June the 6th. Again, an afternoon performance at Collier Street United Church, 2 to 4 p.m. I want you to give us the email address where people can go to get more information and, of course, tickets.
It's barrieconcertband.org. You will get the website, and you just click on the information to go to acquire tickets, and you get them at the door.
Have a great season.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Daryl, always nice to visit with you. Thanks for coming in to our studios in Collingwood. And we're going to wrap up with some music from Broadway. I'm sure it'll be part of that concert on June the 6th. Here's a medley of favorites from The Sound of Music.